Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And I've searched the world. You know, it seems like whenever I get a hold of anglers across the country anymore, because of all the endorsement opportunities and the things that they've got going, I have to catch them in their car, you know, on the lake, all these different places. With me today is Tim Horton. And Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terry. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's a tour season now, kind of a springtime thing, although the beginning of the year is very, very cold conditions at times. But a lot of people still are thinking about fall conditions, thinking about, you know, this change of weather. You know, we get these dramatic cold nights, a lot of those kind of things. But you're going to run into those at the tour season as well, I would think.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we start out in Florida, and Florida is notorious for some cold fronts coming through in January and really knocking the fish in the head, as we so to say it. But you really have to make those adjustments. You really do. And that's one of the keys to being successful is really even making them during the day, how to adjust to those cold fronts.
Well, you know, and you mentioned Florida because that's where you'll start. But, you know, one of the things about them, shallow water impoundments, you know, it's a lot of grass fish and heavy cover, a lot of those kind of things. And when you go out there and say you have a significant northern cold front come through and, you know, the water temperature's still fairly warm, but you're still looking at those big cold front conditions, what are some of the things you try to do and adjust to?
Well, what most anglers should realize is that take the water temperature into consideration and what it was the previous hours ahead. For instance, we may be in Florida and the water temperature will be 65, 68 degrees when we get down there in January, and then all of a sudden the cold front comes through and it jumps to 63, 62, which is normally a prime water temperature, but the fact that 3 or 4 hours earlier it was 4 or 5 degrees warmer, that really changes the fish's metabolism. And the same thing, and if you're in Missouri or in Alabama, you know, 55 degrees may be where the fish really bite, but if 3 or 4 hours earlier it was 58 degrees, it would be tough. Now, the same goes the opposite way. If it was 50, 52 degrees and all of a sudden jumps to 55 degrees, the fishing gets great. But when it makes that fall, when it really gets cold and the temperature falls, what you really have to do is slow down, because a bass, his metabolism slows down and he's really not wanting to chase the bait. He really locks into heavy cover. But in a situation, sometimes that gives you an advantage, because when you pull up on a piece of cover, you know he's going to be in the heaviest part of that cover. And when you penetrate that heaviest part of the cover, you can usually get a bite.
Well, you're talking about maybe a flipping technique, a pitching technique, some of those kind of things. But what are some of your bait selections during cold front conditions?
Well, what I like to do is, because it does include a flipping and pitching technique, is really use a jig a lot, or a plastic bait like a Yum Vibra King Tube, something like that that I can really keep in the strike zone for a long time. Now, if you are finding some success in cold water conditions on fishing a crankbait slow or a spinnerbait slow, one of the key things you want to do is make multiple casts to those areas. I know there's been times where you can take a bomber 6A crankbait and make multiple casts to a laydown tree or a boat dock or something, and after about the fifth or sixth time that bait comes through that fishing strike zone, he finally gets eager to move and chase it. So that's one of the techniques you can also do.
Well, you know, when you look at that, and a lot of guys will talk about rattles, they'll talk about, you know, that jig. I think it's kind of funny because, you know, I lived in Florida for about 11 years, and I don't think I saw a guy throw a jig maybe 3 times. Now, all of a sudden, in the last several years, the jig is starting to gain some prowess again.
Isn't that something, the way things go in trends? Because you're right. When we went to Florida 7, 8 years ago, you didn't even pack your jigs and bring them down there, you know, because we carry so much tackle. We try to scale down, and what we need, we carry to certain lakes. Like you know, you just don't carry your deep diving crankbait to Florida or carry your, you know, that's just kind of the way you do things. Of course, I led a tournament on a big fat free shad at Okeechobee one day, so I guess you never know, but that's when the lake was down and all the fish were in the canals. But you're right, it really changes techniques and styles. And you know, I think it's a thing of confidence when those guys stand in Florida. Hey, man, you can't fish these heavy jigs in this matted cover and catch big fish. And all of a sudden it catches on, and fish in a flipping technique like that are more or less territorial. They just really don't want something coming in their area. And all of a sudden you find something that triggers a strike, and the fish haven't seen it in a while, and then the fishermen gain confidence in it, and all of a sudden it starts winning tournaments.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think you really have to deal with, in particular at Okeechobee or some of the other big bodies of water, is wind. And you know, a lot of guys, when they start thinking about wind, they're looking at a place where maybe the wind's blowing in or maybe blowing bait fish and plankton, some of those kind of things. Does the wind play in a cold front condition as well?
Yeah, it really does. A wind can give you an advantage after a cold front, because usually immediately after a front, you have a lot of wind, but then it slows down to where you have none. And if you find an area that has a lot of wind that is blowing bait fish into an area, then it really is a factor. And Lake Okeechobee, even if you have a lot of wind, you know, it can blow one end of the lake, you know, will be a foot or two low. I don't know if you heard during the hurricane, but one end was dry and the other was not in high extreme condition when nobody should be out there. But it's kind of a unique thing that our listeners from up north would find interesting about that lake, that is that, you know, one end of it can really, really blow dry. That's pretty a unique deal to Okeechobee. But, yeah, wind can really be a factor in getting the bait fish going in an area where you can really catch them.
Well, you know, let's kind of go through a scenario. You're at Okeechobee. You're catching fish on a top water. Water, as you mentioned, is 68 degrees. You have sort of a significant cold front come through. Are you still going to pull out that top water and go searching for them, or are you going to get that flipping stick out right away?
If the top water bite was really strong, I will give it a chance. But if I see that, hey, in 30, 45 minutes, that something has really changed, the fishing is not as good, I'm not going to abandon that area because those fish did not leave that area. But what I'm going to do, instead of looking for that sparse cover that they were probably feeding around when they were feeding on topwater base, I'm going to look for the heaviest cover in that same area. And then I'm going to go and flip the Viber King tubes, the heavy cover jigs and things like that, that I can really get into that heavy cover and catch them and really slow down. So I think in most cases, what anglers should try to do is when they find fish in an area, instead of saying, oh, they're just not, they've left, you know, trying to find out something different that you can still catch those fish in that same area.
Well, you know, you dial in, I guess, is really what you guys do, and I think that's the difference a lot of times between the pro angler and maybe the guy that goes out on the weekend. He says, oh, these darn fish have moved, and they're just got lockjaw, they're not biting. But what you guys have to do, because it's your living, you got to figure out what entices them, what makes them bite.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And sometimes, some days it can be a color. Some days it can be, you know, just a change of a certain lure. You know, but I, and most anglers, most pros would tell you this. You can look back and you can see the guys that win tournaments and do the best, and they're the guys that really lock into an area. And we're as guilty of it as the beginning fishermen, as far as if an area is not running around, hey, there's another area, you know, 4 miles away where I had some good bites in practice, and I'll run over there and I'll try it. And the next thing I know, I'm running to another spot. And those are the days where you have your tough tournaments. You know, it's a feel thing. You know, if you're feeling that it's not happening, sometimes you have to move. And that's the biggest decisions we make on when to stay and when to move. But if you look back time and time and time again, the guys that win really are the ones that stay in those areas and really figure out what changes to make to be able to catch those fish.
I kind of think about it this way. You know, you want to give the fish a boat ride and not have so much boat riding by the angler. Isn't that right?
Hey, I like that. That's the quote of the year right there as far as being a successful angler. I like that. That is good.
Well, you know, we've got an opportunity here at Bass Fan to be able to cover you guys. And, you know, because the tour season has changed a lot, you know, the fall conditions, of course, a lot of times you get a fish at home, maybe fish with buddies that you haven't fished, do a little fun fishing. But you've had the opportunity here to build a house, so you haven't been doing any fun fishing, have you?
I haven't. I am so ready. You know, I'm hoping to have everything done by about Halloween and get everything moved in, you know, for the kids. We've got two little girls. But, you know, it's just been such a – everybody tells me building is a nightmare. And I can promise you I'll never do it again. If we have to move again, I'll be fine. It has been one more mess, but I am going to be so fired up going into the tour season because this has been on my mind the whole year, and I am just ready to get it over with and done.
Well, no question, one of the premier fishermen out there, you know, Angler of the Year, and has been in every kind of tournament, won every kind of event you can possibly win. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Terry, anytime.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.